Hello, RNIB. It's Richard Osman here, the author of the Thursday Murder Club books. Now, I've been asked to read a couple of chapters of the Thursday Murder Club, the first novel in the Thursday Murder Club series. And I never read my own books for a number of reasons. Firstly, my books are sort of written in the voice of an 80-year-old woman, and I'm never quite sure if I can pull that off. But secondly, every time I read them, I want to change the words. I want to edit them. But I'm not going to do that. And I'm also not going to do the voice of an 80-year-old woman. You'll be delighted to hear. But as someone born with a visual impairment who listens to audiobooks endlessly, because books are too difficult for me to read, it is my absolute pleasure to help celebrate 90 years of talking books. And so I'm going to read the first chapter for you. This is absolutely exclusive. Please don't tell anyone I'm doing this. They'll all want it. So from me to you, here is the first chapter of the very first book of the Thursday Murder Club. Chapter 1. Joyce. Well, let's start with Elizabeth, shall we, and see where that gets us. I knew who she was, of course. Everybody here knows Elizabeth. She has one of those three-bed flats in Larkin Court. It's the one on the corner with the decking. Also, I was once on a quiz team with Stephen, who, for a number of reasons, is Elizabeth's third husband. I was at lunch. This is 2 or 3 months ago, and it must have been a Monday because it was shepherd's pie. Elizabeth said that she could see I was eating, but wanted to ask me a question about knife wounds, if it wasn't inconvenient. I said, not at all, of course, please, or words to that effect. I won't always remember everything exactly. I might as well tell you that now. So, she opened a manila folder, and I saw some type sheets and the edges of what looked like old photographs. Then, she was straight into it. Elizabeth asked me to imagine that a girl had been stabbed with a knife. I asked what sort of knife she had been stabbed with, and Elizabeth said, probably just a normal kitchen knife, John Lewis. She didn't say that, but that was what I pictured. Then she asked me to imagine this girl had been stabbed 3 or 4 times just under the breastbone. In and out, very nasty, but without severing an artery. She was fairly quiet about the whole thing because people were eating, and she does have some boundaries. So there I was, imagining stab wounds, and Elizabeth asked me how long it would take the girl to bleed to death. By the way, I realise I should have mentioned that I was a nurse for many years. Otherwise, none of this will make any sense to you. Elizabeth would have known that from somewhere because Elizabeth knows everything. Anyway, that's why she was asking me. You must have wondered what I was going on about. I will get the hang of writing this, I promise. I remembered dabbing at my mouth before I answered, like you see on television sometimes. It makes you look cleverer. Try it. I asked what the girl had weighed. Elizabeth found the information in her folder, followed her finger, and read out that the girl had been 46 kilos, which threw us both because neither of us was sure what 46 kilos was in real money. In my head, I was thinking it must be about 23 stone. 2 to 1 was my thinking. Even as I thought that, though, I suspected I was getting mixed up with inches and centimetres. Elizabeth let me know that the girl definitely wasn't 23 stone, as she had a picture of her corpse in the folder. She tapped the folder at me before turning her attention back to the room and said, "Will somebody ask Bernard what 46 kilos is?" Bernard always sits by himself on one of the smaller tables nearest the patio. It is table 8. You don't need to know that, but I will tell you a bit about Bernard. Bernard Cottle was very kind to me when I first arrived at Cooper's Chase. He bought me a clematis cutting and explained the recycling timetable. They have 4 different coloured bins here. 4! Thanks to Bernard, I know that green is for glass and blue is cardboard and paper. As for red and black, though, your guess is still as good as mine. I've seen all sorts as I've wandered about. Someone once put a fax machine in one. Bernard had been a professor, something in science, and had worked all around the world, including going to Dubai before anyone had heard of it. True to form, he was wearing a suit and tie to lunch, but was, nevertheless, reading the Daily Express. Mary, from Ruskin Court, who was at the next table, got his attention and asked how much 46 kilos is when it was at home. Bernard nodded and called over to Elizabeth, 7 stone, 3 and a bit. And that's Bernard for you. Elizabeth thanked him and said that sounded about right, and Bernard returned to his crossword. I looked up centimetres and inches afterwards, and at least I was right about that. Elizabeth went back to her question. How long would the girl stabbed with the kitchen knife have to live? I guessed that, unattended, she would probably die in around 45 minutes. Well, quite, Joyce, she said, and then had another question. What if the girl had had medical assistance? Not a doctor, but someone who could patch up a wound. Someone who'd been in the army, perhaps. Someone like that. I've seen a lot of stab wounds in my time. My job wasn't all sprained ankles. So I said then, well, she wouldn't die at all. Which she wouldn't. It wouldn't have been fun for her, but it would have been easy to patch up. Elizabeth was nodding away and said that was precisely what she had told Ibrahim, although I didn't know Ibrahim at the time. As I say, this was a couple of months ago. It hadn't seemed at all right to Elizabeth, and her view was that the boyfriend had killed her. I know this is still often the case. You read about it. I think before I moved in, I might have found this whole conversation unusual, but it's pretty par for the course once you get to know everyone here. Last week, I met the man who invented mint choc chip ice cream, or so he tells it. I don't really have any way of checking. I was glad to have helped Elizabeth in my small way, so decided if I might ask a favour. I asked if there was any way I could take a look at the picture of the corpse, just out of professional interest. Elizabeth beamed. The way people around here beam when you ask to look at pictures of their grandchildren graduating. She slipped an A4 photocopy out of her folder, laid it face down in front of me, and told me to keep it, as they all had copies. I told her that was very kind of her, and she said not at all, but she wondered if she could ask me one final question. Of course, I said. Then she said, are you ever free on Thursdays? And that, believe it or not, was the first I had heard of Thursdays.